on Saturday, September 28th, KMUD will be saying goodbye to one of its own. Eugene Ed Denson, host of Saturday Morning's Don't Get Trouble on Your Mind and the monthly talk show, The Rights Organization.
I'm Ed Denson. The show's Don't Get Trouble on Your Mind. You're listening to it on the station that is listener-supported and people-powered, Redwood Community Radio, Freedom Radio for the North Coast of California.
Ed left this world in April of this year at the age of 84, passing quietly at his home in Alder Point, with the love of his life by his side, Mary Alice Denson, his wife of 40 years. There will be a celebration of life for the radio legend in Garberville on Saturday, September 28th.
This is Daryl Cherney, and Emily Wood and I were asked by Mary Alice Denson if we could organize a memorial for Ed Denson, the beloved KMUD programmer, civil rights attorney, record company owner, the old manager of Country Joe and the Fish, and with such a rich history behind him. Ed was a true icon, a pillar of our community. A memorial for Ed Denson. It's going to be between 2 and 7. And it will be, it's a totally free event. It's a potluck. So we're really encouraging people to bring food and any beverage of their choice, desserts, the works, flowers. And it's we have some special musical guests. The Camo Cowboys have reconstituted themselves. Band in general is very appreciative of Ed playing their music. I was asked to play a few songs. The Fish from Country Joe and the Fish will be performing as well. And when people walk in at 2 o'clock, the Funicators will be opening up with an hour-long set as people walk in. There's lots of food, lots of drink. There's no charge for anything. If people want to make a donation in Ed's memory, we will have donation cans out, and the funds will go both to the family, the community park, and KMUD Radio as well. We'll be dividing up the money. And it's really, you know, it's as we get older and the community gets older, both individually and collectively, we start to see our elders, our icons, the wise people of our area pass away. And so this is also an opportunity for us to get together and not just remember Ed, and there will be a spot for people to come up and speak about Ed and their experiences, but it will be an opportunity for us to come together and see where we are all at as a community.
Eugene Ed Denson was a legend even beyond Southern Humboldt. From managing and discovering famous artists to running Kicking Mule Records out of his Alder Point barn, his influence spans decades. He also played a pivotal role in the local civil rights movement, particularly during the government's campaign against marijuana planting and the marijuana eradication raids in Soham. As president of the Civil Liberties Monitoring Project for many years, Ed became a key figure in advocating for civil liberties. He also trained as a nonviolence preparer for the Citizens Observation Group. In 1992, Ed ran for Humboldt County Supervisor, placing 4th out of 8 candidates. A few years later, in 1995, he would enroll in law school and graduated in 1999, that same month passing the California Bar Exam, and was sworn in as an attorney. For the first 16 years of his legal practice, Ed focused on defending individuals charged with marijuana offenses or driving under the influence. He also provided pro bono representation for activists arrested during protests against old-growth logging and, more recently, environmental protests related to the Willett Bypass construction on Highway 101. In 2017, Ed, along with Fred Fletcher, successfully sued Humboldt County for illegally changing its laws related to the marijuana tax. Ed was a host on KERG, Redway's first radio station, before KMUD hit the airwaves. He held down his weekly show and estimated that by 2020, he had played over 40,000 songs on air. All who knew Ed in his personal, professional, or radio life are invited to join his friends and family at the Southern Humboldt Community Park Saturday, September 28th.
The community is invited to attend. It is, in some ways, it's a private event in that It's just us. There's no charge for it. Everything is free. But on the other hand, we are inviting the public to come and participate in any way they like to. We are encouraging people, especially if you have memorabilia of Ed Denson, any old posters or things he gave you or things you have of his or stories that you want to tell about Ed. Those are the people we really want to see there. But even new people who don't know who Ed is would be fascinated to come and hear the amazing stories. So it is open to whoever would like to come to the community park, Southern Humboldt Community Park, on Sprout Creek Road.
Ed's celebration of life will take place from 2 to 7 p.m. at the Southern Humboldt Community Park, located at 1144 Sproul Creek Road in Garberville. Attendees can follow the signs for Ed's memorial. Folks are encouraged, but not required, to bring dishes, sides, salads, appetizers, desserts, beverages, and bouquets. Volunteers are still needed for setup and cleanup during the event. You can sign up to support at 707-223-4471. Additionally, donations to cover the memorial expenses can be made at the Ed Denson Memorial Expenses GoFundMe page. An avid blogger on social media, one of Ed's last posts stated, quote, "Good night, friends, and remember, tomorrow is another day," end quote. And on behalf of everyone here at Redwood Community Radio, Ed, we love and miss you. Thank you for the many years of providing us with great radio.
I'll be back here next week with the best and much of the rest in American folk and blues. Till I see you again, my advice, don't let the news give you the blues.